First reading today, we hear about Joseph and the provisions that he had stored up for the people and how the whole world had to come to him because of this famine that was gripping the entire area. And while we can all marvel at how God worked, we have to be able to see this in a different perspective, because we recall that when you're reading, especially in the book of Genesis, but the whole Old Testament, it's this whole family struggle thing that goes on. So remember when the people came off the ark, the ark with Noah, that Ham had gotten himself in trouble, and there was the promise that God had made to Shem. Well, Ham is the father of the African peoples, and so to go down into Egypt is, in this sense, going to the enemy. It's going to the one who tried to usurp everything in Israel. All the promises that were made to Shem, Ham had tried to usurp in a really disgusting way. And so there's this thing that keeps going on with the Egyptians. It's not just the Egyptians, oh, they're the enemy. It's not just that. The Egyptians and the African peoples, for all that matter, as the children of Ham, they were the ones that tried to usurp what was promised. Then we come to Abraham. You see the same struggle that goes on, and the problem, the promise that's made to Isaac, but then you've got Ishmael that's in there and the struggles that go on there. And so it's the same family issues that are happening. So now for Joseph to be sold into Egypt, this is the one that the promise is going to be coming through, and suddenly he's in Egypt. Exactly the opposite of what the people of Israel would want, because the promises were made to them, and it looks like it's all going backwards. Then we see how God works to save all the people, but even there, now the Israelites have to come down into Egypt, and they're bowing down before him and seeking food. They're dependent now on the Egyptians. So on the one hand, we recognize that in God's providence, it's to see that these are not necessarily evil people. It's a family feud, so of course they're going to be painted negatively, but we see the goodness that's there. At the same time, we also see how God works in the midst of all of these things, that it looks impossible. It looks like everything is completely the opposite of what it ought to be, and yet all of it is part of God's providence. That becomes critical for you and me, because in our lives there are going to be lots of things that are going to happen. Sometimes they look exactly the opposite of what we think that they ought to be. We get frustrated because this isn't the way that God should be doing things, and I thought it was going to happen like this. Well, just read the scriptures, and you're going to find that there are very few times when things happen the way that people thought they were going to happen, and the way that they should have happened, whatever it may be. But instead, we see that, as they say, God writes straight on crooked lines. He's asking simply that we will be faithful, that we will trust him. That's really hard, especially when we cannot see what he's doing. We don't understand how he's operating. How could this be if the promise is going to be made and all of a sudden this kid is sold into slavery and he gets thrown into prison? All of a sudden he's raised up and he's the second in the land. But now the Israelites have to go into Egypt. And as we know, as the story goes on, the entire clan is going to wind up in Egypt. So again, think of it from perspective of an ancient Israelite. It's like, wait a minute, the promised land is up here, the people who tried to usurp it are down in Egypt, and now we're going right back down into the place where we're not supposed to be. And then, of course, they become slaves for 430 years. It just, the whole thing just gets all tipped upside down, and it looks like it's impossible. It looks like God's promises aren't being fulfilled. And then he turns the whole thing the other way. We see the same thing with Jesus. All the promises that God made to David and all the things that happened, and it's all fulfilled in our Lord. But of course, it looked impossible. There was no way that this could happen. And then it happened in a way that no one ever would have guessed. And so it's going to be in your life and mine. If we will trust the Lord, He will allow us to be put in difficult situations. He allowed Joseph to be thrown into prison. He allowed him to be sold to the Egyptians. And yet, God raised him up, brought good out of it. God allowed that the whole world would be in a famine, and that they all had to be dependent on Egypt, because Joseph had set aside all those rations. God works in mysterious ways. Are we going to have the humility to be able to accept it? Are we going to have the trust to continue to work through them? All of us can look at our own lives and see, if we were truly looking at it from a spiritual perspective, that this has happened probably over and over again. You find yourself in situations that you just have no idea what to do. There was no way that this could happen. This is the opposite of what should be, whatever. And then you look at how God worked through that and brought good out of it for you. So if you're in the midst of a bad situation now, just trust. God is at work. He's going to do some things that you wouldn't ever expect. He's going to bring great good out of a situation that looks like there is nothing but evil. If we will trust Him, if we will remain faithful, that's part of what He's testing us on. Will we remain faithful to Him in the midst of something that it looks like He's not being faithful to us? God is always faithful. He can't not be. He just makes it look like He's not fulfilling His side, like He's not keeping His word. But again, look at all the things that happened in the Old Testament, the time of our blessed Lord, and how all of that's fulfilled. Everything that God promised will be fulfilled perfectly, absolutely, and completely, because God has promised it. How is it going to happen? I don't know. He does. All we have to do is trust Him and continue to be faithful. That's our task. That sounds like it should be easy. It is not, especially in a world like ours. It's one thing to say, well, at least back then people believed and they were trying to live their faith and whatever, and we're living in a neo-pagan society and people are rejecting God and our Lord, and it's like, well, if that's what they're going to do, the question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to remain faithful? So again, look back 2,000 years, where most of the Israelites had gone astray. It wasn't the first time they've done it. But then there is that one extraordinary woman, our Blessed Lady, who remained completely faithful, who believed absolutely in the promises that God had made. Did she understand how they were going to be fulfilled? No, any more than you or I would be able to. And yet she trusted that He would fulfill them. And He fulfilled them in her and through her, and of course through her Son, in ways that no one ever would have guessed. So trust Him. He's at work in your life. He is doing extraordinary things in your life. And if it feels like He's not there, if it feels like He's abandoned you, if it feels like He's not being faithful, that's because He's asking you if you're going to remain faithful. He's asking you to show Him that you truly are faithful, that you trust Him, that you love Him, that you're going to seek to serve Him, even when it doesn't look like the other side is taking care of its part. He's always faithful. He is always there. He does not let us down. He doesn't always do what we want, and so we feel like He's let us down. He doesn't, because He always does what's the best. So that's the way we have to be able to learn to see things. Just know that He is there, and He is doing His part, and he is working in ways that we do not understand. But trust him, because out of all of these circumstances, whatever they are, he will bring about great good for you, great good for the people around you, however he's going to work. So just remain faithful, no matter what. Continue to trust and watch how the Lord is going to work.